In this problem, we want to sketch the probability function as a function of the radius r for the 2s state of hydrogen, and then find out at what radii the position probability will be equal to zero. Okay, this is going to turn out to be a fairly long problem, actually longer than I had expected when I decided to do it. But again, I wanted to do a problem like this because it's so different than some of the numerical problems that you've been doing. So what we have is hydrogen. And we're in the 2s state. And we want to sketch the probability function. In order to do that, I really had to find the wave function. And one way to do that is to use a computer program. But I decided just to sort of sketch it. Well, let's first of all look up in our table of the radial wave functions what R to 0 is, because this is N is equal to 2 and L is equal to 0. So that's R to 0 in the R and L scheme. So this is, if we look it up in the table, is 2 minus R over A sub 0, where A sub 0 is the Bohr radius, times E to the minus R over 2A sub 0 over 2A sub 0 to the 3 half power. Now remember, this has already been normalized, so we don't need to worry about that. The probability density, P of R, is of course R squared times R star R squared times the absolute value of R squared. We don't have any imaginary terms here. So this will be equal to R squared times 2 minus R over A sub 0 quantity squared times E to the minus R over A sub 0. After we square E to the minus R over 2A sub 0, we get E to the minus R over A sub 0 over 2A sub 0 cubed, because the 1 half goes out after we square it. So this is the probability density. And let's find out, first of all, where the minimum are. I think we can find those just pretty easily by looking at the probability density. For example, it's pretty clear to me that R equals 0 is a minimum, because if we put R equal to 0 in here, the whole thing is going to be equal to 0. So this is one minimum. Another minimum is going to be when 2 is equal to R over A sub 0. So that's going to be P of R equal 2A sub 0. When R is equal to 2A sub 0, you're going to get 2 minus 2 here, and that's going to give you 0. And of course, the other place, obviously, is at infinity. When you put infinity here, this E to the minus R is going to go to 0. So that would be the wave function goes to 0 at infinity. Okay, so these are all minima, because the probability is equal to 0. Now, where are the maxima? Well, that's a little bit hard to see where the maximum are. So we know how to find, in calculus, we know how to find the minimum and maximum. We basically take the derivatives with respect to the variable and set it equal to 0. So that's what we want to do here. We want to set dP dr equal to 0, and that will give us then the maxima and the minima. Even though we've already found the minima, they should also come out of the function when we do that. Okay, so let's write our function. P of r is equal to some factor a squared, say, which is a constant, doesn't depend on r, times e to the minus r over a sub 0, I bring this term out front, times 2 minus r over a sub 0 squared times r squared. So I've incorporated the 2a sub 0 cubed into this a squared, because it doesn't depend on r. So I have e to the minus r over a sub 0, I have 2 minus r over a sub 0, and I have the r squared there. Okay, let's go ahead and multiply that out, and we get a squared e to the minus r over a sub 0. Now I want to go ahead and square this and multiply it by r squared, because we have to take the derivative. So let's see. Well, let's do that in two steps. So this is 4 minus 4r over a sub 0 plus r squared over a sub 0 squared times r squared. Now let's bring the r squared inside. We get a squared e to the minus r over a sub 0 times 4r squared minus 4r cubed over a sub 0 plus r to the 4th over a sub 0 squared. Now we're ready to take the derivative. So we take dp dr, which we want to set equal to 0. So at this point, we can forget about the a squared because it's a constant, and we can just divide through by a squared when we take the derivative. So we only want to worry about the functions that depend on r. So we have one term here that depends on r and a second term that depends on r. So let's take the derivative of the first term first. Derivative of the exponential is going to give us 1 minus 1 over a sub 0 times the exponential times what's inside here, 4r squared minus 4r cubed over a sub 0 plus r to the 4th over a sub 0 squared plus now e to the minus r over the first term times the derivative of the second term. So now let's take the derivative of the second term. This is going to give us 8r minus 12r squared over a sub 0 plus 4r cubed over a sub 0 squared. So we have two terms, and the sum of the two have to equal to 0. Okay, what we want to do now is to collect all these terms. So let's bring out, I probably need to go to another page. Let me see if I can continue this on another page here, like so, for a while, and then we can bring it back. So I'm going to have 0 equal to e to the minus r over a sub 0, and then we want to collect all these terms that we have. Okay, so I have to divide. Here we have a minus 1 over a sub 0 times all the terms inside here. So that's going to give us a minus 4r squared over a sub 0 plus 4r cubed over a sub 0 squared minus r to the 4th over a sub 0 cubed. Then we have the term down here, plus 8r minus 12r squared over a sub 0 plus 4r cubed over a sub 0 squared. Okay. Now, I guess we need to collect those terms together too. So let's go ahead and do that. Let me move over a little bit. 0 is equal to e to the minus r over a sub 0 times the bracket. How many r squared terms do we have? Well, we have a minus 4r squared there and a 12, so we have a minus 16 r squared over a sub 0. How many cubed? We have a plus 4 there and a plus 4 there, so that's plus 8r cubed over a sub 0 squared. And let's see, what's going to be next? We're going to have an r to the 4th. We only have one of those. That's minus r to the 4th over a sub 0 cubed. How many linear terms do we have? It looks like we only have 1 plus 8r. Okay, we still want to set this equal to 0 to find the maximum or minimum. Now, we don't really need to worry about this term anymore because it's the only time it's going to go to 0 is going to be when r is equal to infinity. So let's go ahead and only set what's inside the brackets equal to 0. And there you can see we can bring out an r. So let's rewrite this as 0 equal to r times minus 16r over a sub 0 plus 8r squared over a sub 0 squared minus r cubed over a sub 0 cubed plus 8. Okay. Now, we have a tough problem because what we want to do now is to factor this in order to find out where the terms are in here that this goes to 0. Well, we already see that r equals 0 is going to give us a minimum. We already knew that. So one of the terms is going to be when r is equal to 0, and we know that that's a minimum because the probability density function equal to 0. So now what we want to try to factor this. Well, okay, I've spent some time doing that, and the solution for this is r over a sub 0 minus 2 times r squared over a sub 0 squared minus 6r over a sub 0 plus 4. Okay? And so this is equal to 0. That's what's inside the brackets there. Now, we also want to factor this out. And so let me start now with a long line. And we have 0 equal r over a sub 0 minus 2. Now we want to factor that out. That is r over a sub 0 minus 3 plus the square root of 5 times r over a sub 0 minus 3 minus the square root of 5. So now we can find out where all the maximum and minimum are. Here's one of them. R over a sub 0 minus 2 is equal to 0. When this is equal to 0, then we have a maximum and minimum. This is when r is equal to 2a sub 0, and we found out before that gave us a minimum. Now, we didn't find that these gave us a minimum, so these two are probably going to give us a maximum, and we'll have to do some calculations to find out. So it looks like when r is equal to 3 plus the square root of 5 times a sub 0, and when r is equal to 3 minus the square root of 5, a sub 0, we probably are going to have maxima in those cases. So we found the values, but let's go ahead and calculate what the probabilities are. Okay, so let's calculate the probability, and this again is a little bit messy. P, when r is equal to, say, a sub 0, 3 minus the square root of 5. Okay, this number 3 plus the square root of 5 turns out to be 5.236 a sub 0, and 3 minus the square root of 5 is 0.764 times a sub 0. So now what we want to do is to go back to the probability function that we had a long time ago, and that was right back here. And we want to, this is the probability density we have. We want to put in the values of r that we just have here and here and here, and actually calculate what this probability density is. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to do this in sort of a shorthand fashion. So when I do that, I'm going to get r squared 0.764 a sub 0 quantity squared times 2 minus 0.764, the a sub 0 cancels out. Then we have e to the minus 0.764 over 2 a sub 0 cubed. Well, a sub 0, let's see, is it going to cancel out? No, it's not. We can go ahead and square this, find this value, find the exponential, and what I got when I did that was 0.052 a sub 0 to the minus 1. And I haven't worried about the units, so this is in some units, which are going to be relative. Now, if I do the probability of the other one, when r is equal to a sub 0 times 3 plus the square root of 5, I do exactly the same thing. Now I'm going to get a 5.236 a sub 0 squared times 2 minus 5.236 quantity squared e to the minus 5.236 over 2a 0 cubed, and when I multiply that all out, I got 0.19 a sub 0 minus 1. So this number is about 4 times that number, not quite. So now let's see if we could actually plot what the functions are, okay? So I'm going to make a plot of the probability function, P of r, versus r in units of a sub 0. So let me just draw this. This is going to be 1. Again, see, I'm just sketching this. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so forth. Now, where are the zeros? Well, we know we had a zero in r over, at r equal to 0. We had another zero at r over a sub 0 equal 2. We had a maximum at 0.764, and we found that the value was some relative function was 0.052. Okay, well, let's say this is, what do we want to do? This is, make this 0.1, and this is 0.2, and this unit's. Okay, so at 0.764, we found a relative maximum about 0.052, so that means we have a point there. And then at 5.236, we had a value of 0.19. So we had a value about here. So it looks like to me now I can just draw a probability function that maxes out there, goes to minimum here, goes back up here to another maximum, and then now we'll go out to infinity, and eventually this will be an exponential. Again, I'm just sketching that. So that's what a sketch of the probability function is. If you go back and look in the book, I think we actually have a graph of this, and it does look fairly similar to this. So this is a fairly complicated problem, as I said, more complicated than I thought it was going to be, but it actually works out pretty well, and we get very close to what we had in the book.